20 years is a great birthday. Our 21st is going to be even bigger, but, you know, let's focus. This year will be our 20th.
Welcome to Drinks Adventures, a podcast about drinks and the people who make them. I'm James Atkinson, and in this episode, I'm joined by Paul McClay, Chief Executive of the Australian Distillers Association. The Australian Distillers Association is the peak body for the 700 craft distillers that are now spread across the country, up from just 40 a decade ago. I work pretty closely with Paul and the ADA in my day job as Media and Communications Manager of Spirits and Cocktails Australia. So in this bonus episode, Paul and I catch up for a quick chat about the ADA conference coming up in Brisbane on April 28 to 30, 2024, which is the association's 20th anniversary year. I know quite a few of you are in the distilling industry, so Paul and I will hope to see you there. I've linked to the conference website in the show notes. And since we're already sitting down for a chat, I took the opportunity to ask Paul about the latest global accolades for Australian distillers at the World Whiskies Awards and how his members are coping in the current challenging economic environment. Well, Paul, great to be having a chat with you on another day when Australian distillers are celebrating some pretty spectacular award wins overnight at the World Whiskies Awards.
Yeah, certainly Australian spirits are having our spot in the sun, which it should be. The innovation that Australian producers bring to the category is recognised globally. Last night, there was a pile of Australian award winners. You know, places like Sullivan Cove's picked up a bunch of awards, from everything from Ali picking up the Whiskey Brand Ambassador of the Year to their innovation, to their sales team, to their marketing. And then Callington Mill very excitingly won the Destination of the Year, you know, from a worldwide category. To have something right in the middle of Tasmania pick up that award is a genuine reflection of the emergence of the Australian industry, the products we're producing, and then the way that we then celebrate and sell them to the rest of the world. You know, when we talk about Scotland and Ireland, they've got 300 years head start on us, and it's really the modern Australian craft industry is started when Lynn and Bill Lark opened Lark Distillery. In the last 10 years, we've seen a real emergence and growth.
This is a momentous year, isn't it, for your association? 20 years since the organisation was founded. Talk me through sort of what's happened over that journey and what the industry looked like 20 years ago when the association was founded.
In the last 20 years since the half a dozen distillers got together and decided to start the Australian Distillers Association, I don't think any of them would have ever imagined that there would now be 500 members of what is, you know, there's nearly 700 distillers across the country. The culture set by Lynn and Bill Lark right from the get-go, which is let's support each other, let's share our knowledge, let's make sure we have products with integrity, and that notion of paying it forward means that generally when an Australian distiller starts in what is a competitive industry, the first place they go to is another distiller, and that other distiller generally will give them all the knowledge they need. They'll tell them what they do, how they do it, what to watch out for, and how to make better products. And that whole culture of cooperation and support has continued. That's probably the benchmark and foundation of the association, and that's allowed us to grow in a way that encourages people to be part of that network and support for each other. And that's allowed us to now develop to where we are today, when we have a very focused, strong focus on advocacy. Obviously, well, we're the third highest taxed in the world when it comes to spirits. So very much a focus on advocacy for fair and sustainable tax reform, but also developing the other products that help maintain the integrity of the industry. So about safety and training. And just this week, we were able to have our first cohort of 10 students going through our new joint venture of a registered training organisation. So they're doing the Certificate 4 in Artisan Fermented Products, brackets distilling, and this is an Australian first, and it's a joint venture owned by the Australian Distillers Association. With the support of the Victorian government, we're able to launch this joint venture. It's taken us a while to get into it. We've trained more than a dozen Australian distillers to do their TAE and their Cert 4, so they can be their certifiers, they can do their training and their certification, and that will now have a product where we're going to do it in Victoria first because of the support from the Victorian government. We want to ensure that Victorian producers have access to this Certificate 4, but eventually we'll then roll it out around the country because there is no on-the-job, nationally recognised certification that covers all the critical parts that you need to do your job well, to do it safely, and to also train others. So it's about getting the right systems in place at the right time. And it's designed to be done whilst you're at work. So it's a course designed for distillers, those working in the distillery. So it's not about school leavers or people entering. You've got to be in the market and in the job.
We've seen in the beer sector, like a lot of insolvencies, particularly since the start of this year. Do you think that any of the distillers, I mean, look, there's probably been a handful in distilling, but nothing like in beer. Do you get the sense that your members are sort of under similar pressure to that of beer?
The first thing to say is, as a craft industry, our care and concern for the craft beer industry is genuine. You know, we often say it takes a lot of beer to make a good whiskey. We know the value and the contribution that the craft beer industry makes to all of Australians. But I think the economics in spirits is a little bit different. The level of capitalisation required to run a brewery and tap house is different to running a craft distiller. We also didn't see as many of our members take advantage of the excise deferral during COVID. It was just culturally, it wasn't a thing that was done as widely as that happened in craft beer industry. But we've had a very tough year. The bounce that a lot of our members were hoping to get over Christmas didn't happen. Father's Day, traditionally one of the biggest days for whiskey sellers, the volumes weren't there as the same as they were the year before. Once we see the consumer sentiment change and this cost of living crisis smooth, that we hope they're geared for success to rebuild and recapture that value.
Now, coming up at the end of April, most importantly, is the Australian Distillers Association Conference. Going to be a big event, being in the 20th year of the association, I'm sure.
It certainly is. 20 years is a great birthday. Our 21st is going to be even bigger, but you know, let's focus this year. We'll be our 20th. We've really built on the last 2 years after COVID with people coming together to really celebrate the industry and celebrate why they're so proud to be part of the Australian spirits industry. Distilling can sometimes be a lonely job. You know, a lot of our members are one or two people operations and they end up just talking to the same lady or bloke that they work with every day. And it's good to get together once a year with all of their colleagues. So the camaraderie is probably the most valuable thing. The networking and the catch-up and the stories, the storytelling. We encourage all members that attend will bring a bottle of their, either their finest or their most interesting or their latest bottle to share with their friends and to compare and contrast, and then also to celebrate success. So we'll be having two new inductees to our Hall of Fame at our gala dinner. We'll have three regional tours. The tours this year will be held before the conference, not afterwards. So three destinations. One is the Sunshine Coast. There'll be another tour to the Gold Coast, and then the third tour will be Brisbane hinterland. So you're visiting working distilleries with a distiller to show how they do it, exactly what their process is, really hands-on experience, and those are selling out fast though. So if you do want to come, make sure you register.
What are some of the highlights on the conference program?
It's very much this year the focus is on professional development from feedback of the last 2 years. People want to know not just what's happening generally across the industry, but what specifically do I need to know to run my business effectively? So we'll be having some plenary sessions that bring everyone together. You know, we've got a fascinating panel on both success and resilience, you know, what success and failure, and then how to build resilience. So from there'll be some stories from very well-known people within the industry that will know what they are, who they are. They will be giving what are the skills that you need for success, what happens with failure, and then what do you need to do to survive that. On our 20th year, it's time to talk about the history. You know, Luke McCarthy will give a presentation on the history. And then we're going to do what are consumer trends, what's happening within the category. So this will be done by consumer experts that show this is what a customer looks like today. And then we'll be having streams, breakout sessions. And the streams are, there'll be a stream for technical, there'll be one for production, there'll be one for if you're brand new. Last year, 50% had been in operation for less than 2 years. So it was a case of going, I want to know what I don't know. There'll be one for sustainability. There'll be one on training and education. So there'll be something for everyone. We've got over 50 suppliers being part of our trade show, which will be run alongside the conference. So you'll be able to find out what is the latest innovation from all of our supply chain supporters.
And this event's really grown, you know, with your membership, hasn't it? Like the last few years, last year was a record attendance in Melbourne, I believe.
Yeah, so we did Melbourne 2 years in a row, which is quite unusual. Partly it was because of the generosity of the Victorian government in sponsoring the event. This year, the event will be brought to you, you know, with the kind support of the Queensland government. But we will have 400 or 500 distillers from around the country coming together to learn from each other and learn from experiences. So it is genuinely, many people tell us it is an extraordinary event. It's the thing they look forward to every year. at $600 for those 3 days, it's certainly value for money. Really, the challenge is the taking the time away from your business is probably the biggest cost. But having it in Brisbane outside of school holidays, airfares are affordable, accommodation is affordable. Certainly, the conference itself at $600 is probably the most value for money conference you could ever get to.
And this year, being in Brisbane, you've got the tours that are happening. Brisbane, is that an interesting little distilling hub in itself and the surrounding southeast Queensland?
So Queensland is a fascinating place for distilling. People think Queensland, they think rum. So there are a lot of rum, but there's also a lot of really good quality gins, vodkas, liqueurs. There's whiskey being made. There's, you know, Australia also famously has a very large agave plantation in the Bowen Basin there. It's on the same latitude as tequila, but in the southern hemisphere. So it's not tequila because it's not made in tequila, but it's an Australian agave spirit, and it is world class. So there's over 100 distilleries in Queensland, and we're going to see a lot of those friendly faces with a genuinely Queensland flavour for this year's conference. So we're taking it out of cold Melbourne and taking it to sunny Queensland.
Excellent, Paul. Well, can't wait to see you there. The conference is, I think, at the 28th till the 30th. Is that correct?
So the regional tours on the Sunday the 28th, and then the conference itself will be on Monday the 29th and Tuesday the 30th of April, 2024.
So get on to the Australian Distillers website. That's where you'll find your way to the conference page to purchase tickets. Is that right?
Yep. AustralianDistillers.org.au, and all the information's there.
Paul, thanks for coming in for a chat, and congratulations on all the good work that the association has been doing.
Thanks, James, and all the best to your listeners.